Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Making sure this all works?
Yes.
All right, Caroline, it all works. What the heck?
Hurry up, I got massive amounts of laundry to fold.
I know.
Oh, I like that. That's a breaking news.
Breaking news sound effect, Caroline.
Oh, I like that. This actually just happened a couple hours ago, Jeff. I mean, it's still developing, the story.
Yes.
Harry and Meghan to step down from as senior roles in the royal family.
Oh, my God. Let's ask the Queen.
I have to ask you something.
Hold on, it's a little loud. Sorry if I hurt your speakers, everybody.
You scared me then.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Did the Nye part come yet?
Yeah, it did. Okay. It stepped all over.
This actually broke like 2 hours ago while I was at the store shopping.
I saw that.
And then a couple minutes later, it was on 1010 Wins.
Did everybody stop shopping?
We were like, what the? No, but right. So they're saying that, you know, that Harry and Meghan and the baby Archie spent Thanksgiving and Christmas in Canada.
For like a lot of
six
time.
6 weeks. Yeah. And also Meghan's mom was there too.
Oh.
So now they're saying they finally made the announcement that they're stepping down as they actually might give up their titles and move to Canada and live in Canada half the year and the other time in the United States.
I know, it's crazy.
And
isn't it?
They want to become financially independent.
I don't think they have any problem right now. He's rich, right? He's going to take his money, right?
Yeah, of course. You know that. I'm sure. But
you know, so you won the lottery, and now you're going to say you're financially independent. Like, does she have to work? She makes money. She made a lot of money acting, I bet.
I don't think so. I don't think she made a lot of money, Jeff. She was just starting out.
I bet she made a lot more money than me and you. She was in a TV series for years. She was in something. She's made a lot of money by real human being standards.
So a friend that didn't want to be named, who knows them, started saying something that she didn't want to be named. She says that there is a huge rift between Harry and his brother. Even Harry said once, maybe someday, you know, we'll talk again as brothers, you know.
Of course. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, it's a Carolina Cadillo Show podcast, guys. With Carolina.
Jeff here.
But
hi.
Jeff, they said that there's a huge rift, and Harry also said that's true, but they said that it started when William told his brother not to marry Meghan, because she's an American.
No, see that?
Yeah,
okay.
He even told her, don't marry her. Do not marry her. Hold on.
You know what the Queen said? I told you not to marry that bitch. She ruined everything. Look what she's done. She's ruined it all. I'm melting. I'm melting. I'm the queen.
But so my question, Jeff, is do you think this is going to make everyone hate Meghan even more?
Oh yeah, they don't like her now. So this is going to destroy.
First of all,
she steps away from
any kind of protocol, anything that's got to do with protocol. She steps away from it.
She doesn't like
even
it.
Even the baptism, the when the baby was born, she wanted nothing to do with the royals. It had to be only on her own terms.
Mm.
And Harry, where are you?
The brother?
No, yeah, the husband.
Oh no,
does he have no say so?
Oh, no. You know why?
Why, Jeff? Why?
He's pussy whipped. Okay. I never use that phrase.
That's fine, though. But gosh.
He's henpecked, Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
That thing must be like honey.
Anyway, so help, please. Come on.
What, to him?
I wonder if you had... Well, anyway, I won't say anything.
What?
Anyway, so
she probably burst his bubble. He probably never got laid before.
That's what I was going to say. No, but Jeff did fool around a lot, they said. So.
Okay.
So what do you think is going to happen now? That's still developing. They said that's why they spent the time in Canada. Because when she was filming a TV show there, she lived like there a couple of years.
Yeah, that's where Suits was filmed in Vancouver, I believe. Yeah.
So you know what? I feel like this whole marriage is Meghan, you know, whatever she wants, you know that?
I can tell you what's going to happen.
What?
I'm going to die! This is unfucking believable! I can't believe this bitch, what she's done! Fuck Canada! I hate Canada! I hate Canada Dry, for that matter! Ooh.
But I wonder if people had loved her more, or, you know, Prince William liked her a little bit more, and also the wife, you know, if this would be happening.
No, there's some sort of rift there, and this guy has chosen his wife over this old, stodgy, you know, royal thing. Maybe he's the rare royal
who's rethunk this whole thing after, what, thousands of years it's been around?
Yeah.
A long time, right?
Well, look at his mom, too.
At least a thousand, but
Diana didn't give up her title. Long time. It was taken away from her. It's different, you know? He's actually given it up.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I wonder if he's going to regret that someday. You know?
I don't know. Maybe he talks to his mother. You know, maybe he's got his conversations with her.
That's still developing, so let's see what's happened. Jeff, for the second year in a row, the Oscars will not have a traditional host.
No host. Okay. What do you think of that? I mean, I think hosts are fun. I think it can be really fun.
I got to tell you, Ricky Gervais. He was funny. He was very funny. Right? He was funny. I like that.
That was funny. You know, that was like in your face.
I kept saying, you know what? I don't care.
That's terrible. I like when he says, Amazon.
Okay, Amazon. So also breaking news today.
What's the other breaking news?
Donald Trump. Did you hear the whole speech? I didn't hear none of it.
Yes.
What was it?
He reads from a teleprompter, but as well as a 14-year-old reads from a teleprompter.
So what was the gist of the whole speech?
Things are, Iran attacked us. They shot bombs at our base. The world's going to go on. And he basically said, we spanked them and...
Should we be scared now? Like, does it happen?
To be honest with you...
Should we move away, like, to another country?
No. Nobody's bombing Long Island, okay? They're gonna bomb the big places first, New York.
Oh, please, don't say that. Gosh.
They're not gonna bomb anywhere. I mean, the whole thing is, there's sleeper cells. Okay, where have they been sleeping for the last 18 years? Suddenly we kill some Iranian general and they're gonna come out of their woodwork and... I don't know. We've been on war footing since George Bush, okay? We've been in the Middle East for eternity, okay? No president, you can pick on Trump for a lot of things, but no president handles the Middle East well. None of them. Name one who's done well in the Middle East. I mean, Jimmy Carter got the Jews and the Arabs to shake hands.
Yeah.
And that didn't last for long. The Arabs don't want to shake. The moment that was over, the Arab guy, what was it, Arafat, he went and washed his hands.
Remember the Godfather? When the Godfather was shaking hands with all the other mafiosos? And then that was not less like a second because they killed Sonny. Remember Sonny?
Oh, yeah. Sonny got killed at the toll booth, right?
Yeah, exactly. So then the Godfather said, let me meet with the other Godfathers. But then a couple of seconds later, they were all dead.
Really?
Exactly. So
He killed them all.
Well, actually, know what his son did? His son had them all killed.
Had them all whacked?
Had them all whacked.
It's like the same thing. You know what I mean? It's really the same kind of thing.
I thought you were saying a story. No.
I'm a little late, but you know.
Okay, guess what's closing on Long Island?
Not just Long Island. I think everywhere. If this is the story you're doing,
what?
Pier 1?
No. Well, Pier 1's one of them. Also, Macy's just announced they're closing out 52 stores, two huge ones here in Comac and Hicksville.
Comac, I knew was going to close, but they're closing Hicksville.
Hicksville was announced this afternoon. Yeah,
Hicksville was you don't remember this because you were young and you didn't live on Long Island, but that was a Gertz years ago. Gertz was, and that became Stearns. Remember Stearns?
Not really.
Gertz and Stearns. Those were like famous department stores from yesteryear.
Oh, okay.
It was Gertz into the 70s. I bet.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that long ago. Okay. Don't make me sound like 100 freaking years old.
Jeff, can you locate?
Oh, that. Bitch, she's come over here. Look out, she's going to break up your marriage. Well,
Jeff,
I'm married to her. I don't know how she can break up my marriage.
Can you locate Iran on the map?
No. What can I locate Iran?
Yeah, on the map.
On a map. Do you have a blank map to show me?
No. I'm just saying, can you? If somebody showed you a map right now, can you locate Iran?
Honestly, I probably can't locate Iran on a map.
You know
what?
So they said, and I'm part of this percentage, 28%, which I think is a low number, cannot locate Iran on a map.
Really?
And that's a low number because I can't. I can't.
It's hard to locate Iran.
I think maybe it's 82%, not
28%. I wish you'd told me that. Joke before. I wish you'd told me that line before.
Why?
Because I can locate Iran. Ready? It's right here. This song is called Iran. You don't know this song?
Never heard of it. Who is it? Who's it by?
Big hit in the 80s, man.
Okay.
Flock of Seagulls. This was a top 10 hit. Here, let me get to the line. Here. And Iran. Here we go. I walk along the avenue. We'll just play the part, man. The moment you said Iran, that's the first thing I thought of. 80s new wave. Here we go.
What's it popping up?
What?
When's it popping up?
In about 11 seconds. Now, I can't find Kansas on a map. Why would I be able to find Iran on a map? I can find Nebraska on
hey,
a map.
Hey, listen, so during the Christmas break, a Georgia man broke into a Taco Bell, cooked his own food.
Broke into a Taco Bell, cooked the food.
Around 12:15 a.m. on Christmas Day, and then took a nap.
Well, what made him? The food made him tired? Or?
I guess it did, but he broke into the Taco Bell.
Do you think he used their recipes, or was it the same crappy food, or did he make it any better?
You like Taco Bell.
I know. It's for the sake of the podcast, Caroline.
Okay,
you,
let me
you
see.
Say things. Wait, okay. can I do a story that's related to that story?
Go ahead.
Did you see the woman who, she went to a McDonald's drive-thru in Florida, mm-hmm. and instead of the story being a Florida man, you know it's always a Florida man,
yeah.
the crazy people are
yeah.
a Florida man. This is a Florida woman. Let me find the story. I had it right in front of me. She went to a Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. She went to a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it kind of went like this. She's like, I'll have an order of McNuggets and barbecue sauce and sweet and sour sauce and honey mustard. Ma'am, we can't give you all three sauces. We can only give you honey mustard and the barbecue. You have to pay for a third sauce. No, I'd like all three sauces, please. Honey mustard, barbecue, and sweet and sour. Ma'am, we have to charge you 25 cents for each extra sauce. I want those sauces. I'm going to get them by any means necessary. She threatened to kill the people in the McDonald's.
Over sauce?
Over sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what's funny? The local... I can't remember which one it is here. I believe it's the KFC right around the corner here. Actually, has a sign at the drive-thru that says "sauce policy."
Oh gosh,
yeah,
really?
The sauce policy is that you can't get the sauce with chicken that has bones in it.
Why? What is the big deal?
I don't know.
If I want sauce for my French fries, I should be able to get.
Stupid. No. So anyway, this woman freaked out because she wanted her name is McLaughlin. Okay.
McLaughlin. Okay.
She's 19 years old.
Oh, my God. Over
okay.
that? Come on, honey.
19 years old. She was not loving it after she was arrested last week, accused of threatening McDonald's employees when she didn't get the dipping sauce she wanted with her meal. She was charged with one count of disorderly conduct after she threatened to rob the McDonald's in Vero Beach because she wanted these sauces so badly.
Oh, my gosh.
She threatened to get the sauces by any means necessary. However, they could not specify what she meant. So, really, it's not like she... of course, she had glossy eyes in third speech.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Glossy eyes, the same as glassy eyes?
Yeah.
And guess what, Carolina?
What?
Her breath smelled like alcohol.
Ooh, God, I'm not surprised.
What a shock.
I am not surprised.
Usually,
Jeff,
the stories are... Oh, I dropped something.
Speaking of McDonald's, you know that Impossible Foods?
Yes.
We're in talks with McDonald's.
Yep.
To have the Impossible Burger on their menu.
Right.
They've stepped away.
Who stepped away?
Impossible Foods. It seems like McDonald's does not want those burgers on their menu.
I'm telling you, McDonald's is the last place that's going to continue to torture and kill animals for food. Everybody else has come around. Well, not really. Popeyes doesn't have anything on the menu like that. Although KFC supposedly tested that fake chicken.
Yeah, yeah. So did Hooters. Remember yesterday we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Hooters. So we'll see what happens.
That's to go along with the fake breasts at Hooters. Hey.
I'm sure they're all fake.
That old gag. No, they're not. I told you to go there and apply. You could probably get a gig there.
Yeah, I'd be walking and be like, my breasts, you know, like plump, 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 you know.
What?
Jiggling.
That's nice.
Hey, Jeff, so Eddie Murphy, they say he's testing out new jokes. So you know what he's been doing? He's been sneaking into comedy clubs and performing
Eddie Murphy.
His jokes on people.
Wow, that's crazy. Imagine in 2020, you're in a comedy club and Eddie Murphy steps up to the mic.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done stand-up in a long time, right?
No.
But he was funny on SNL.
Yeah, you told me
you didn't see that whole episode. You
no,
should really watch that
yeah,
episode.
I will.
Very funny. Brought back Gumby, brought back all the old characters, which you think were going to be funny again, but turned out to be funny again.
And this is stupid. I mean, if you're a teacher and you do this, and you should know better. A teacher at a Long Island high school presented a slideshow that included a photo of four black students at the Bronx Zoo with the caption, "Monkey do," followed by a snap of a gorilla.
Wow.
Really?
Why
really?
Would people... Just for a laugh, you're going to lose your job.
Stupid, your teacher, you're stupid.
Just for a bad, racist laugh, you're going to lose you're going to lose your job, right?
That's really the smacker, right?
Of course. Mm. Did you see what Charlie Rose's nickname was?
No, I saw that. No, I didn't see it, though. I saw the story. What?
Well, I already said the F word once on this podcast. Let's go again. Here we go. Disgraced journalist Charlie Rose, including his former co-star Gayle King.
Yeah.
They used to walk around and call him Charlie fucking Rose.
Really?
Gayle King
then knew, right? Something was up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Rose, who's 78, by the way, now. He admitted knowing about his X-rated moniker. He knew that people called him that. They asked him in court yesterday, "Did you know that you had the nickname Charlie F and Rose?" And he said, "I've heard that, yes."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was fired. Let's see. He was fired. It almost goes two years ago, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like a year and a half. Yeah. Wow.
Jeff, Lyme disease it can last forever?
Yeah. One of my father's friends, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. John got, I'll just use his first name. John got,
really?
Got bitten. It's from a tick bite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're saying that.
And you're really tired.
Justin Bieber has Lyme disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, you don't want Lyme disease. It's really like a big, it's a big pain in the neck.
Well,
it's real. It hurts. It's achy. I know you have to get all sorts of, shots and all sorts of treatment for it. So there's a guy, you'll like this story. there's an assemblyman who was arrested allegedly for driving drunk on New Year's Eve.
Really?
He blamed his wife for driving because he said he didn't know how women drive.
Oh, my God.
And guess what?
She was driving.
She wasn't even there.
You're an idiot.
He said, "You know how women drive."
Yeah, she's not even there. You're an idiot.
You know, I like the way you drive.
You do, right?
I must say, I'm picky about who drives, and
yeah, you're picky about everybody who drives except for me. But you know what?
Sometimes, I don't mind you driving.
Sometimes you're a backseat driver. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Hey guys, listen. Oh, before we're out of here,
wait, I had another story.
Yeah, okay.
They got that guy in Connecticut.
Yes, they did.
The woman.
You are so guilty.
The estranged husband of missing Connecticut mom Jennifer Doulos was charged with her murder Tuesday. They charged him, his feo girlfriend, and the lawyer. They're saying the lawyer dug a grave.
He knew?
They're saying the lawyer helped dig a grave.
Really?
I'm telling you, the police investigate this stuff. They're very thorough with this guy. They're gonna get this guy.
They have five kids, right? Five kids.
I think she's pretty too, man. She was pretty.
Hey guys, listen.
They say he waited in the garage for her though.
Oh gosh.
Yuck.
Hey, listen. Before we're out of here, anyway, 516-637-3254. If you want to reach us, we're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Jeff, you want to give your info before we end with Puerto Rico and Australia? I want to talk about them real quick.
Yeah. I wanted to say about this 18-year-old girl who made $2 million on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. We'll do it tomorrow, okay?
How do people make all this money on YouTube?
I'll show you. We'll be YouTubing in a few weeks, by the way.
And she's only okay looking. Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. You want a t-shirt, I really send them. We've got a garage full of t-shirts.
We have a lot of t-shirts.
You want to wear, they're nice. They're not rags, man.
The hats are really nice.
We still have some hats, right?
We have a lot of hats, yeah. We gave it out at a parade, but we have a lot.
Maybe Revolver will give us more hats. And more shirts.
Hello, Jack Hobbs.
Hello, Jack Hobbs.
Hey,
calling
listen.
Jack Hobbs.
No, he's got a deep voice. Hey, listen, guys. A lot going on in the world, but we want to end the show with asking people to pray. First, Australia, right?
How about donate money?
Yeah,
pray.
Yeah, yeah there's a lot of organizations.
Yeah, but find a legitimate one
because there's so many people out there. All of a sudden, donate to my fund. It's going to Puerto Rico.
No offense to praying or anything, but they need money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
okay,
but also prayers.
Prayers are okay. Prayers don't buy things,
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Prayers don't buy things.
Okay, listen. I'm just saying. Prayers.
Carolina says pray. Go ahead. Listen to her.
And
pray.
And also, if you can donate, I know, what's it called, Jeff? Liam. Oh, my God.
Hemsworth,
okay.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, my God, the other famous Australian actor.
Kidman.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, really?
Paul Hogan.
Really?
I don't know. No, but I'm sure if you look up, you can find...
Liam Hemsworth. Go to his page on Instagram. He's asking people to donate. He's actually putting the information where you can donate. But you see all the animals, Jet, the koalas, the kangaroos.
Me and Marlene were watching the news last night.
Man.
Watching the real news on television, by the way. Not just watching Facebook and Instagram posts. Like, you know, they have real reporters on the ground there.
Yeah.
And like seeing this stuff is just... It's so depressing.
It's
they lost 500 million animals in these wildfires.
Oh, that's really sad. But they can't control it. Many people they bring in.
No, it's like you know that California stuff when you get a big wildfire.
This is just big, man. Anyway,
it's crazy.
And also Puerto Rico. We want to send our love and prayers to them.
Yes.
I don't know if foundations. I'm sure some foundations have already started to donate money. But the thing with Puerto Rico is that they've had tremors, Jeff, quakes.
Right.
Like yesterday, they had I think 5 or 6 in a row within a 2-hour period.
And
I heard they were.
What do you call it? They were prepping. They were preparing for a tsunami.
Yeah,
I don't know if the tsunami came. You know,
but you were talking about the famous landmark.
Yes.
You could see it was like a rock formation with a hole in it.
God.
You could see it to the other side. With the first quake, it just totally was demolished.
Demolished.
So listen, we're sending prayers. Damn, Puerto Rico's gone through so much, man, Jeff, right?
I know.
Remember last year, the hurricane, and
By the way, we can pick on Trump for a lot of things, but Trump, last night, apparently, like right around midnight, signed an emergency declaration in Puerto Rico. Okay, I don't know what that means exactly, but he signed an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico. I guess that means that this
money, there's money
that
coming.
Means money
yeah,
is
yeah,
money is
yeah,
going there. So maybe Trump has learned his lesson not to say bad things. Like you know, he thinks Puerto Rico is another country.
Well, I know.
You just know Trump thinks it's another country.
Okay, listen, Puerto Rico, te queremos mucho, mandando oraciones y abrazos y con si podemos ayudar en cualquier momento con todo lo posible que tenemos. Alguien si está escuchando este podcast, si tienen dónde podemos donar ropa, dinero, please call us 516-637-3254. 516-637-3254. Our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters, if you're listening and you know legitimately where we can say on this podcast where we can donate money, clothing, please send us a text, 516-637-3254.
I have, Carolina wanted me to get rid of some pants I bought over the holiday. I own a lot of jeans, okay? I own about 40 pairs of pants, right? 40 pairs of jeans?
Are you kidding me? You all like 200.
No,
like
I don't
two
200.
Two
I get about 40 pairs of jeans.
Okay.
Okay, so I bought new jeans over the holiday, and my wife is flipping out, and I'm buying new pants. You have enough jeans. Okay, or dungarees, as we used to call them in the olden days. Anyway, so I dug out 4 pairs of pants to give away, but I will donate them to Puerto Rico. Instead of giving them to like poor people right here in Huntington, if there's like a clothing drive somewhere, I bet they need money more than clothing though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do you need clothing in the earthquake? I guess you need clothing in the earthquake.
I think they need a little bit of everything, you know. So
food,
just let
money.
Us know. Anybody listen to the podcast? Just let us know. Give us a text or a buzz. 516-637-3254.
We've had callers from Puerto Rico, so if you're in trouble, please text me. Okay. If you really need help, and we'll try to get you on the phone, some sort of interview. All right, 516-637-3254. Really, what she said in Spanish, I say in English. What did you say?
We love you, Puerto Rico. Love you, and sending a lot of prayers and hugs. And let us know where we can donate. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Shows a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.